Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
I always tell people that your job was not meant to just keep paying bills, right? No. Use your job to set yourself up to get out of that job.
So why do you always say use your 9-to-5? Don't let your 9-to-5 use you.
Ooh. Because that's exactly what's going to end up happening, right?
That's what you did.
Right. You got to use your 9-to-5. Look, your job was meant to purchase assets. Your job was not meant to cover liabilities.
Whoa. Hold on. You teaching now. Hold on.
This is the only way to get out.
You caught that, Jose?
This is the way to get out.
Hold on. This is the way to get out. Okay, right now, because we've been talking about it, but now here go the solution. I just heard it.
To all my 9-to-5ers, yep. I love y'all. Yeah, trust me. I did it for 20 years. My parents, I love y'all. I know about that life, that grind. Your job. Use your 9-to-5 to purchase assets. Use your 9-to-5 to position you to have assets. Yeah. And then let your assets now cover your liabilities. That's the easy way to transition out of the 9-to-5. But if you continue to use your job to cover your liabilities, you will be stuck in that job forever. You'll be in the rat race forever.
Now, we got to lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Who get that?
Who
get that? Who number one? Who
get
that?
Who
get that? Who number one? Who
get
that?
Who
get that? Who number one?
Yo, I'm in the presence of the fucking podcast president, man. It fucks me up sometimes, huh?
Oh, stop it.
All right, here we go, man.
Is that
it? Get it popping.
Is that in the heat of the night?
In the heat. Man. He's not invited to the barbecue.
This is Caribbean porn.
Yo, welcome to Forget That Your Radio episode 254. Walking all through the dough in 2020 with the vision that should be shared by Mo. It's your boy, the creative bully, aka Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. Aka the Prince of Wakanda, aka the Alpaca Whisperer. AKA Litty Hernandez, AKA Litty Rodriguez, AKA I'm fitter than him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, AKA if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate, AKA the world is full of busted that's tripe, like Brit Brit say.
Y'all are irking my life.
AKA I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone.
What more do you want from me?
AKA, if I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too, so what would Jesus do? AKA, she said she only messed with the guys with major figures. But she let Terry bone, and he got the same features as Jigga. And I know I look better than that nigga. AKA, the brown skin Prince of Hakeem with no semi solo ho. Let's go.
What up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up, AKA, Stone El Terrible. AKA, your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. AKA, hey, boo boo, you looking at a bad nigga. AKA, slapbox two midges at a time. AKA, dirty Sanchez. AKA, filthy Rodriguez. AKA Atrocious Alvarez, AKA Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good, AKA Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy, AKA Quick to Yolk You Up Like Eggs That's Cooked Sunny Side, nigga, let's get it.
Ooh.
What up, it's your boy BTG, AKA Ron Flair. When you look down, your girl stare, AKA, what am I supposed to do? fool roll up on me, try to shoot me, I'm going to try to kill the motherfucker if he don't shoot me first. I don't even know if I said that right. A.K.A. B to the A-Y-L-O-R is what they call me. And I spent about 50 on my pinky, so retarded.
I forget that, yo.
B-double-E-L-O is what they call me. And I spent about 50 on my pinky, so retarded. A.K.A. somebody did this because he got AIDS.
He's got AIDS.
A.K.A. with a lot of A.K.A.
Somebody did this.
A.A.A. put out them KKK. I said that all wrong. God damn it, Stone. You dribbled the ball off your foot first.
We back. It's 2020.
Oh, hold up. Nah, man. He got to give me the classic, dog.
Oh, the classic?
Yeah, you got to give me the classic, a.k.a., man.
What's the classic?
Oh, the girth.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
The girth guy.
Oh. Nah, we got to leave that in 2019.
What? What made you go with that verse? Nigga, that shit's hilarious, nigga. I need that everywhere.
Yo, that song got the longest intro I ever heard in my life.
Nigga, it's too early in the morning for me to be jigging like this, nigga.
Dog, that Maze intro is three. He just started singing. It's 3 minutes and 52 minutes in.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of dark liquor.
That's Maze, nigga. That's how it go, boy.
Ah, we here, man. Anybody go out for New Year's, man? Anybody go out and celebrate?
I went out to the car to go park it. That was about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to bed at 9:30.
Wait, why was you in the house and then you had to go outside and go park the car?
Not my car, or somebody else.
Oh,
you know, right. you know, some we have folks to come over to you know, celebrate with us, but I don't know. You know, we stay. Black people stay in the house. Well, black people who got PTSD.
So they still shoot on New Year's
in certain areas.
Okay. Man, I live in the country, man. These niggas shoot every day.
Dang, but they be killing squirrels and frogs and stuff, though.
Yeah, no, it's just to go test out their new gun, nigga. This is recreation out here.
I feel it, man. Some dude at work. We was talking about, it's a dude from California, and we was talking about how like when you go to a neighborhood or something, they be like, "Yo, where you from?" And this dude was like, "I don't have to tell them where I'm from."
Oh,
we were like, "You might want to tell them where you're from or run." Nah, this is a free country. I can walk where I want to. I don't have to do anything nobody tells me to do. I was like, all right, you gonna get snatched out that car like Kendrick did on Good Kid, Bad City.
Get snatched right out that van.
I need to know where your mama stay, where your daddy stay, and where your grandmama stay.
I mean, technically, he's right, but sometimes you have to, you got to go by those cultural rules.
Yeah, like, yo. How you feel about shit don't matter when you somewhere else, nigga.
Right.
Like, nigga, you gotta go by these rules.
Yeah, you don't want to be a somebody did this.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody did this.
Somebody did this.
Yo, y'all can find us, man. ForgetThatYo.com. You can find us, you know what I'm saying, Stitcher, Spotify, the Pocket Cast app, Podomatic app, iHeartRadio, Google Play. We bringing something new this year. We bringing in the premium content. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I got the website updated. Run to the website, ForgetThatYo.com. How do I spell ForgetThatYo? ForgetThatYo.com. It'll be a premium tab. It's $6 a month. A monthly subscription, $6. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have this or that, full shows, classic or casket, solo podcast. Anything, I get creative, throw something up there. So just subscribe. Help the kids out. And I ain't got to say no more, man. You know, that's how we getting down. I want to shout out to Fallon, because we always forget her, but she be repping hard. Shout out to Fallon.
Yeah,
no, we did. On the end of the year, shout out.
Yo, that's my bad, man. I told you off the top, man, I was going to forget somebody.
Off the teasy. Yeah, man, I got it. I'm excited to get this interview. I think the first interview I'm going to put up there is the one with King. He doing like life in prison. He been in there for, I don't think he's doing life. I think he's doing like 40 years or something like that. But he been in there since he was like 14 or something. So
God damn.
So
that's definitely life.
So he in there. He got the celly, and he's still moving with the celly. So yeah, we gonna get that popping.
All right, no doubt.
So what's up with y'all, man?
Man, y'all didn't see what happened to Lamar last night?
Lamar Odom?
No, Jackson. Somebody did this.
Somebody did that.
Before we get to all that, we got to get to this voicemail because it's been sitting here since 2019.
Damn.
Oh, yo, this is our first show of 2020.
Yeah, so before I forget, let me go ahead and get this popping. It's from Kmart. It's called Sniff Sniff. I don't know what that's
called. Hey. Hey, man, I don't do coke.
You tried coke before, though.
Huh?
You tried it before.
What'd you say now?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say now, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm putting that's a for sure right over there, Chuck.
Yo, Bailey's stupid. Bailey, you tried coke before?
Never.
You don't want to?
Not at all. I'm not interested. Coca-Cola, maybe.
They used to put coke in Coca-Cola.
That's what I heard. The 80s was lit.
Yo, for real? For real, last night I found out one of the homies used to smoke crack, man.
Oh, man.
I said, what? He's like, yeah. I mean, she think it's same way. I sold it to him. I don't know what he did with it, but I'm pretty sure he was smoking it. Nigga like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
I'm pretty sure he was smoking it.
I heard that cocaine was a recreational drug, but no, I'm cool. Nah, man. I'm good. It's something that you just don't have to do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, some shit, I just believe all the rumors, nigga. You, man. I don't need them problems in my life, nigga.
I don't know what high you trying to chase, but, I mean, these cats used to do it before work. So, I don't know, man.
Hell yeah, man.
And it had to be for him because nobody's going to be the middleman in a coke transaction. Like, I'm not putting my face on the line to hide your addiction. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, no matter what you tell me, I'm not gonna believe it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, trying to get these bitches high. Nigga, no. You smoking it with them, cuz. Like, nah, man. Ain't nobody's gonna come willingly buy some crack for somebody else, dog. Nah, bro.
Yeah, you go, and they're gonna influence you to try it anyway if you never did it.
Yeah. Cuz, like, yo, if a chick get high and be like, yo, if you want this pussy, you gotta get high too. A nigga's gonna get high. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way it works, man.
Nah, yeah. That ain't true.
For most people.
Yeah, for the horny cats, yeah.
Because I had, I was at the dopest chick in our high school at the Times house. Right after we graduated, we ended up at the same military base. So she was like, just drink with me. I need you to drink with me so I can get loose. Denied. Couldn't do it, dog.
Definitely snitching, though. That's for sure.
I couldn't put my... my strength and my morals and values to the side for some side. You feel me?
I got you.
And yo, that's just alcohol you talking about.
Yo, that don't work like that for everybody.
You talking about pookie. You talking about the white lips.
Some niggas think they got a strong conviction. Like, I ain't gonna get addicted.
Yo, yeah, you can't just try crack for one time.
Yeah, nigga be out here yourself. Selling that ass the next day.
That's the scary part, is that when you see the results on other people, and it's like, it's got to be that good.
Yeah. Yo, that's part of the reason niggas don't do it, man. Like, nigga, that shit got to be so good to make niggas fuck their life up, man. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But if I was, like, to get stuck on crack, I would carry at least a mini lotion in my pocket so my lips wouldn't be white.
Nigga, you be the soul of that lotion, nigga.
So you think we all know that if you get addicted to that, that's the one thing that gives you the highest level of self esteem. Cause you don't care about yourself after that. At least you don't care what people think.
For real. You know, all I care about is crack.
You just keep calling me. It's calling me.
Nigga, no matter what anybody else think, nigga, crack love me.
It's calling me, Scotty. All right, here we go. Kmart voicemail, sniff, sniff.
Forget that, yo, radio. This is your man, Kmart. Hey, look, man, it's my first time calling in, so damn, it had to be something important. And look, man, we got to have a little quick conversation because y'all niggas bringing the fuckery into the home, man. I can't be having that. So this kind of stems from a couple episodes ago when you guys were talking about Boys in the Hood and Trey was smelling Brandy's cooch. So my wife got a hold of that episode and she literally laughed her ass off. And I don't know if you guys noticed that Boys in the Hood has been coming on a lot as of late on VH1. So whenever that scene comes on, it's a corny scene anyway, because I mean, really, like, what nigga you really gonna know is really gonna be swinging at the air when he's that pissed off? I don't know too many. Maybe y'all do. I don't. So when that part happens, here comes my wife hollering out, "He's smelling that coach." I'm looking like, bruh, really? Hey, not just really, and I kind of laugh too. So anyway, y'all niggas bringing the fuckery into the home, man. I can't be having that, man. Y'all black bastards, man. I hate y'all. Oh, Stone, hey, your coworker who don't wear a condom, yeah, my nigga, you need to have a little conversation with him, because that nigga was gonna wake up one morning with a wart on his shit, man. That ain't cool, man. So talk to him, man. Safe sex does save lives. So and question, man, how about them Cowboys, dog?
Somebody did this.
Anyway, man, I'll catch with y'all later, man. Peace. Forget that, yo.
Bring the Cowboys into this, yeah, man.
That was fucked up. That was unnecessary. That was unnecessary, yo.
I enjoy the Cowboys entertainment as much as everybody else do.
Yeah. I got a good coach now, though. It's just a matter of how he's going to balance that puppy shit out and
Who got a good coach?
And, you know. Yeah. I think he's a solid coach.
Fucking lie.
No, he ain't.
That was plagiarism at the end of that voice message.
Yeah, that was don't talk to your boy, man.
Yeah, man, I gotta, it's hog nasty, man. Like, that's, yo, what he's supposed to do.
Just, we're gonna say hog wart nasty.
He's gonna wake up with a wart on his shit.
Yeah, shout out to Kmart for the voicemail, man.
Yeah, man, at the 310 podcast, man. Is it the 310 podcast or the 310 podcast?
I don't know. Somebody did this.
What
was I finna say?
It all makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it all makes sense, man, because we got Cuba Gooding Jr. with a chicken bucket on his head.
Yo, like I said before, man, Cuba Gooding Jr. is possible of anything, man.
Somebody suck that baby.
Yo, just suck that baby.
Suck that baby. Yeah.
Yo, why he did that? Man,
somebody suck that baby's dick. Somebody suck that baby's dick.
What can I say? I told you it was going to be magical.
Yo, it's Cuba Gooding Jr., nigga. That's the type of shit he do.
But was he talking about an actual baby or the baby?
Whoa, that would be worse.
No, I think it was, he was just talking about some grown man, but it just came out and somebody sucked that baby's dick. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, I don't even know what y'all, I don't understand what y'all saying right now.
I mean, like a younger dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still a nasty Nate, but yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? So y'all said, like, he was in the club with the baby in the VIP, and he was trying to show him he got power or clout, whatever, and told some girl to come up there and suck that baby.
Or just not even the baby, maybe just a random cat, you know?
Yeah. So a random dude from the hood called baby?
No. He was just
somebody in the crowd. He was just calling the dude baby.
So why would you scream out to the crowd? So it's like that baby dude right there.
I don't know.
Was it baby from Cash Money?
Yo, man, anything goes with Cuba Gooding Jr., man. Nobody knows.
That's why he ain't been in no movies lately, man. He nuts.
That nigga slap ass nuts, man.
Ain't nobody taking a chance on him right now.
Yeah, nah. And it's slowly escalating. Like, it just keep getting worse, man. Every time we hear something, it's worse than the last time.
Dang. Yeah, all right, we're going to start this off with this podcast off with hip-hop. The Uncle Murder and the Mad Skills wrap-ups of 2019.
They still doing that?
You ain't heard them?
Nuh-uh.
I was supposed to listen to it, but I still didn't. Like, I mean, I remember when it popped up, I got the notification. I heard Uncle Murder's was hard, but he went in on, who did he go in on, Keisha Cole?
Man, Uncle Murder went in on everybody. It was about 10 minutes long.
God damn.
Skills did his regular wrap up. It was solid. Just a regular 2 to 3 minutes and I'm out. Uncle Murder killed everybody. He had Lil Reese heated. He
for
said,
real?
He
damn.
Said Lil Reese got shot, but ain't nobody want to hear his music anyway. Lil Reese didn't take too kindly to that.
Wow.
Calling them all kinds of old niggas and you don't know me and you know how they do.
Yeah. I mean, that don't matter though. Like, I still don't want to listen to your music, nigga. That's why I don't know you.
But I'm gonna just play a little bit of it because it's 10 minutes. So I'm gonna play like 30 seconds, but I'm gonna just skip around somewhere in the middle.
It's that time of year again. Y'all gonna be like, why this nigga start off like that?
Oh,
disrespectful. Wrap up 2019.
Great Sean on the beat, by the way.
K. Michelle can't keep a man, cause her pussy stink. She pretty, she can sing and all that, but her pussy stink. Why you back talking about that girl pussy stinking? Cause she put up a postcode signing to Takashi snitching. She thought he was coming home, he got another gear. Even the judge wanna see that nigga get cut in there. Takashi really told on all of his homies. His baby moms was fucking one of his homies. And he heard niggas saying they was gonna kill his mother. If she alive when they come home, they should still kill his mother. Like, that's what you get for telling niggas need to be educated. When Bobby Smurf to come home, he need to be celebrated. When Nipsey was alive and they killed 6ix9ine, Nip was like Malcolm X and Tupac combined. He probably kicking it with Martin Luther King up in heaven. On Crip, the whole world know what set you was repping. My condolences to your fam, you was a blessing. Nigga, even Stevie Wonder saw that you was a legend. Oh, he can sing? She crazy, but y'all already know that. On the strip for Nip, I ain't screaming out free Kodak. No, Meek Mill.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, though. He went in. He went in 10 minutes.
Man, why you go after Stevie like that? Why you do that?
Yo, Stevie can see. I heard too many stories, man.
Yeah, I think so too, man.
Nigga, I seen that nigga catch a microphone. Nigga, I know that nigga see.
Wait, you see what on TV?
Yeah.
Nah, man, they got supersonic hearing. He heard the wavelengths coming toward him.
Nah, man. Somebody walked past that shit and bumped it, and it started falling, and Stevie grabbed that bitch.
Oh. I think it go in and out, because remember the jump shot?
Oh, he took a jump shot at the game?
No, y'all never seen that? Oh, my. Y'all had to see that clip before.
I ain't seen it.
When they gave him a shot, and that shit was far off, but they cheer for him.
Oh, that's fuck. I see that shit. That's fucked up.
So I think it go in and out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hell,
why they do Stevie like that, man? They play it back. Nah, we're going to get to that. Wait, let me write that down before I forget it. When we get to that section.
Man, when we meet our creator, we got a lot of explaining to do.
Oh, man. So bad, man. Somebody explain why they keep letting that nigga dress himself, though.
I don't care about what he's wearing. I need somebody to fix his hair. Just give him a baldy.
Yo, like, stop. Yo, man, stop stretching that shit out to the back, man.
Like, well, how about this, though? Like, yo, you could get a lace front now, brother. They got those. He could get a lace front.
Yo, they can put it on and he wouldn't even know.
Yo, they should give him a high top fade.
No.
give him the kid in play shit.
Yeah. Nah, man.
Yo, at the bare minimum, man, they got to give him that little Boosie, man.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of little Boosie.
Yo, that was hilarious.
Nah, I'm mad everybody on it now, man. I've been on this. I've been trying to learn the cap of Nasty Swiggle.
Yo, it just disturbs me when you say Nasty Swiggle. I don't know why. It just does. It makes me uncomfortable when you say that.
Well, Nasty Swiggle sound better than the shimmy.
No, the shimmy sound a little bit safer. The nasty swiggle sounds like it's some saliva involved.
So, for people who don't know, Lil Boosie went to the Houston Rockets game with a Kappa sweatshirt on, and he posted a picture on Instagram, and like it had like when I last seen it, it had 16,000 comments, where it had people saying you're not Greek, take that off, and it had people, you know, the people who worship hip hop and celebrities. He can do what he want to do. That's Boosie. Blah blah blah. They do the nasty swiggle. Well, they say they do the shimmy. They do it to his but it's mine, so it's a nasty swiggle. They do it to wipe me down. So since they dance the music, he can wear they letters.
That's
so,
the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, I'm on the side of he's Boosie, and you're not gonna do nothing about it anyway.
For real.
Well, so that's the thing. That's the thing, though. Like. And what you going to do, nigga?
I don't know that to be true.
No, I'm talking about on Boosie's side. Nigga, what you going to do? No. I'm Boosie.
If Boosie go out in the club with a Kappa sweater on, let him go to a college. Let him go to a college club with that on.
What they going to do?
It's a bunch of dudes don't know who the hell Boosie is.
Yo, them niggas really don't play with that shit.
They let me tell a story. In the military, I know where he got that, because in the middle of the mall, they got like Greek stores. So my boy brought a Kappa windbreaker jacket. I was like, dog, you can't wear that. Like, you didn't pledge. He was like, man, I can wear what I want. And this jacket matched my shoes, and I'm wearing this to the club tonight. Now, we was in Warner Robins. That's right around the colleges. And when we go to the club, all the colleges be out there. So he like, I'm from Cleveland, blah, blah, this hood, that hood. All right, we go in the club. We is, no, we wasn't even in. We was outside before it started. He got surrounded. No, one dude asked him, like, I guess the language, like the Greek language or something. He didn't have an answer. So he got surrounded. It was about to be a major beatdown. And he took that jacket off and gave it to him.
Okay. Well, he just didn't have the right homies with him. But we got stories over here. We got stories over here, too. My thing is, it's cool if you letting us know the history, but don't poke your chest out, because you niggas is not a real gang. That's my point. If you want to start with the bullshit, then we got niggas with the bullshit. They could approach him in a different way. Like, the dude that he was on live with was explaining it to him.
That's his
but all that, but all that tough guy shit, that's not, I don't roll with that. I don't roll with that at all. Everything is cool until you become a tough guy.
Oh, no, they're going to be tough guys because you don't know the language.
Okay, that's cool. Let's be tough then, nigga.
That's like you in the club throwing up folk and then they ask you the language and you ain't got nothing for them.
Well, that's like them coming to the hood and twisting their fingers and don't know what gang sign or whatever. Some niggas will approach them and say, bro, you know, you can't do that. And then there's some niggas that will say, won't say nothing at all.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
But the difference is, these are actually gangbangers.
But there's dudes who don't know who Boosie is and don't care who Boosie is, too.
Okay.
Boosie's like 50 years old. Come on.
But it's also, them niggas ain't willing to die for this shit.
That's what I'm saying.
For real?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Man, them dudes in Georgia wasn't playing, dog. Like, and you think Q's ain't? You know, Q is really about that.
Yeah, them motherfuckers crazy.
Yeah, them boys ain't playing. Like, people make fun of Kappa because they the pretty boys and all that.
And they do the nasty swiggle.
Yeah.
I hate myself for saying that.
at the end of the day, I understand there's tough guys everywhere. But if it came down to, oh, if you niggas want issues, I'm not siding with no niggas that do shimmies.
Yeah.
I'm going with the niggas that's in the streets. That's all I'm saying. So who wanna be tough more?
Yeah, but it don't matter if you shimmy or not. It ain't about where you are, where you from. It's about what you could do.
Okay. Shimmy your ass over here and get your ass off.
Especially in 2020. It'd be a little nerd dude who'd been practicing MMA all his life and crack your whole cranium open.
Oh, that MMA shit is good until you got a bullet in you. Somebody did this.
Yeah, but everybody ain't willing to shoot, because if that was the case, it'd be a World War III out here with all these guns we got out here.
Or it's just everybody has been respecting each other. That's all. Because it ain't been too many stories about Kappas or Qs or whatever the case may be talking about they pulled up and put a drive-by or walk-ups or anything like that. No, them niggas is going to get their shoes spray-painted. They going to get their colors. They shimmying around in a circle, and then you do your thing.
So you saying, that's all. So you saying Boosie tough? He ain't shot nobody either. He just a rapper.
I'm not vouching for his toughness. I'm saying if he's representing the street, then I'm more familiar with the street than I am with that shimmy shit.
Yeah, but that's a lot of dudes rapping the street who ain't going to do nothing.
Okay.
Everybody rapping about stuff they ain't did.
That's true. That's a fact.
So they regular dudes too.
I'm not a rapper.
All I'm saying is, for the people out there listening, don't wear no Greek stuff if you ain't, that ain't what you do. Like, if you ain't pledge it, because they.
But what about that brand that's out? Because there's a lot of kids that's wearing Kappa stuff.
That's not Kappas.
My son got it.
He got Kappa shirts.
He got. Now, I don't know if this Kappa brand is separate from the actual fraternity, but he got Kappa house.
You talking about? No, that ain't the same. That ain't the fraternity.
I'm just checking. I don't know. Because I don't wear neither.
No, man, that's something totally different.
I got me an Old Navy shirt.
Old Navy. But the funniest part was Boosie said, y'all got to teach me how to do it since y'all used my song. So his brother was on live trying to show up how to do it. And yo, that joke is hilarious.
You ain't supposed to do that either.
Huh?
You ain't supposed to do that either.
Yeah, they wilder. You know, they give celebrities a pass for some people.
Yeah.
But he said, But now Boosie up in the ante talking about, I'm gonna give the best, the Kappa group, $6,000 or something at my next show.
But isn't that isn't in today's world, don't y'all think that's a good thing?
What?
That he went viral because of that? Don't you think that'd get them more not necessarily like listeners, but you know, if it reach out to the audience, that it brings more attention to their brand?
No, I think I think it's gonna get them in more altercations more than anything.
Yeah, because that college shit, man, nigga, you gonna do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like when you go to college, you already set out to do that. So they don't need no other publicity for it. Niggas gonna do it anyway. This is gonna bring that bad attention, man. Cause I just like you, niggas gonna start wearing this shit. Like, yo, fuck them niggas. They can't tell me what I can't do.
And it's gonna have a little white kids in Nebraska. They took the Sea Walk over on TikTok. Now they're gonna be.
Oh my god, that shit is horrible.
Oh my god.
Yo, did y'all see the TikTok tutorial? The Crip Walk tutorial?
Yeah.
Dog. That was hilarious.
Yo, it's getting funny out here.
Hell yeah.
But yo, when he was trying to shimmy it, and she was all stiff, and he was like, hey man, you gotta loosen up. He was like, come on, man. I'm trying. Yeah.
Hey, man. Nobody say that shit better than Boosie. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Because he really feel it come from the soul. He like, man, come on.
Come on, man.
He was so serious.
If I could, man, if I could modify my car horn, it'd be that.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Come on, man.
And then you know when cats repeatedly push it, so they'd be like, come on, man.
I'll be pushing that hard for no reason. They have to take that out of my car.
Yeah, damn.
Man, you gotta come out here, bro, and show me, bro.
Nah,
if
bro,
you was right here, bro, I can learn.
Bro, I'ma have you go live with
Hey, but I won't give back to the Cowboys, bro, for the booster bands, bro.
I'ma have you go live with some of my frat brothers,
bro. Yeah, they should be mad with the ARAB shutting it for $20 in the mall. You know what I'm saying? That's what they should be mad at, the ARAB shutting them $20 in the mall. But it's all good. I just ain't going to wear it no more, bro. ARAB shutting them up $20. I just respect mine, but they say it's a brotherhood, all that. So I just ain't gonna wear it no more. It's cool. Yeah, they had my neck, dog. It's all good. I ain't tripping. It's all good. I just ain't gonna wear it no more. It's all good. Ain't no hard feeling. I ain't know they were gonna go off on me like that.
Oh, man. Yo, moving on to Politrix. Donald Trump versus Iran, boy. They put 80 million on his head.
Did they really?
Was that real?
Yeah, man. I ain't the one to get on the podcast and, get arrested.
You'll start threatening the president and shit. But,
but ain't the address like 1600 Drive or something? Yeah. Pennsylvania Way.
So who was the comedian? Was it George Lopez that said it? That he was like, we'll do it for half.
Yeah.
He said it online?
No, he said it. Yeah, he said it on like he put that shit on like Twitter or some shit.
Oh man, they coming to his crib.
Oh yeah, they did.
Oh, see them, man.
Yeah, that shit went bad for him. Yeah, they did that.
Yeah, I ain't playing with that.
You see what they did to old girl career when she had the decapitated head?
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my boy went through a toll booth, and he tried to reach the money out, and the wind took it. That happened to me before I was heat. It was a 22. And the lady was like, yeah, you still got to pay. He was like, you see my money just fly away. So he got mad. He pulled some more money out, put it in there, and as he was driving off, man, I should blow this hoe up.
Nope.
Dog. The suit's at his crib 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Better chill out, nigga.
Yo, for real.
Yo, Iran, did you see the video where they was like, we cool with the American people? It's y'all leadership.
Yeah.
We want to smoke with the leadership.
I'm glad they acknowledged that.
For real, nigga.
Can you imagine we had wars in the streets like they do overseas?
Nigga, we do. In Chicago.
Nah, we ain't got bombs dropping on us. Like a whole bomb just coming down and you know you can't run nowhere.
Well, tell me this then. As a person that was in the service, how do you feel about like the memes and the jokes and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay. Look, man, so when Buddy came out with the video, talking about, yeah, it's all funny and shit, but we really over here doing this, man. Yeah, nigga, that's what you signed up for.
Yeah. Oh, my. Man, don't get me started with that shit,
man. Like, straight up, man. Like, nigga, these is just jokes, man. This is how we deal with shit. Yeah, it's a fucked up situation. I get that. But, nigga, don't come preaching to me talking about, nigga, we can't make jokes, nigga, because you signed up for this, man, because, nigga, I signed up for it. I know what that shit is about, dog. Like, yo, chill with that bullshit, man.
I ain't really signed up for it, though, man. I signed up
for college money. I tried to go to college, my nigga.
Yeah. Hey, at least y'all tell the truth, man. Some nigga go over there and convert it and just, this is America. You can get on out.
Yo, like, that shit is crazy, dog. Like, nigga, stop, man.
Yo, when they be like, we is fighting for the freedom of the people, I don't feel like we is fighting for no people.
Nigga, it's seven niggas in the military fighting for that freedom, dog. Yeah. The rest of them, nigga, was about to go to jail. They gave them a choice. Mm-hmm. Other niggas ain't know what they was going to do after high school. Niggas dropped out of college. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's a lot of niggas in there for different reasons, man.
I feel seen because them niggas was at my, yo, them niggas was in my driveway after school every day.
Oh, the Navy.
The Navy and the Air Force. The nigga from the Navy was at my crib every day. I came home from practice, and nigga, practice was over at, we would start practice an hour after school. So we got out at 3, and practice would start around 4:30. I get home till about 6, maybe 6:30. This nigga was at my crib.
Nigga, that nigga been at your crib since 12, waiting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so when you say it's a choice, it is a choice. I failed the test on purpose, so you niggas could leave me alone. I wanted y'all to believe that I was too dumb to be in this shit, and them niggas still came after me. And most of the niggas that I knew that went, they went for the money. They didn't have nothing to do. They didn't want to go to college.
Yeah.
Did y'all take the test at school?
Yes.
No, I went to one of their branches and shit like that, and then I was just putting C for everything. Like,
so they don't have it, like, they don't have a day off school where everybody can go take it?
Oh yeah, they did. We ignored that shit. But you know, once we became seniors and stuff like that, that's when they be floating around. They know when cats is about to graduate, so you know, they float around the high schools and stuff like that, and then they tell you this, you know, you can make this and you can be established and shit like that. And nah, not me. I'm gonna take my ass to school.
Man, my whole went to take that test because you got out of class. So we all went down there to clown.
Yep, that was the only reason.
And then I failed the test. I still got it.
Why you failed the test?
Because Liddy was going in, right? And he's like, yo, ride with me to Rolla to the sign my crew. Paperwork.
Yo, shout out to Fat Lenny.
Dad, why'd you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
So I went up there with him, and I was just chilling in the chair. Dude was like, so what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm chilling right now. And he was like, you want to go in? I was like, oh, I took y'all a little test. Y'all came to the school, but I ain't passed it. I was just getting out of class. He was like, man, you ain't got to pass it. I'll give you a waiver right now.
That's a damn shame.
I was like, oh, if we just get the waiver through, put me in. I thought he was playing. He put me straight through.
Yeah. I mean, we all went to take that test, nigga, in the auditorium.
No, it was live in there, too.
Yo, see, motherfuckers, so it's some of the parts is timed. I see niggas going back doing other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like, yo, them the niggas that really wanted to be in the military. That nigga go back, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm finishing more of this. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he did that shit the whole time. I think that nigga got like a 91 on that bitch.
Now that I think about it, I should have really took the test right, because I could have got one of them chill jobs.
Way better fucking job, yo.
Yeah. Yo, but that speech my man gave, I'm about to play it. He wasn't playing with y'all niggas. Hold up. Here we go.
Yo. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I could promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters.
God damn. Mm-hmm.
Hey, he is not playing.
Hey, yo, nigga, them's bars, nigga. Yo.
Them dudes, man. Yo, it's crazy what we do over there, man. I remember the first time I went over there, they took us in the, they was like, y'all want to see what y'all doing? Because we worked on J-Star. So that's the jet that is joint surveillance with the Army. So the troops on the ground our plane watches them, and we tell them what's coming up. Like, yo, 30 degrees over here, there's an ambush. So we like the eyes. So they took us in a room, like this blacked out room. And there's like nothing leaves this room, whatever. But now, these days, everything on YouTube. So he was like, this is the mission we just came back from. Man, it was this, it was like this. I guess they were having a meeting over there, like the soldiers and stuff, whatever. So you see one dude come out with a cigarette, smoking a cigarette. And then you see this red laser pointed on the building.
Oh.
So he sees the laser, runs back in, guess tell them, yo, they got us. All you see is people starting to scatter. That bomb drop. Woo!
The fuck up.
And then you see like the people who got away like hiding under cars and stuff. And they peek their head out, headshot, boom! Like they was just, they was, yo, body parts just flying everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, yo.
Cause like, yo, man, like, what, didn't the dude that they just killed, right?
Uh-huh.
He, the shit that they say he did was like in 2006.
Oh, okay.
So y'all should have did some shit about it back then.
Yeah.
But niggas is like, yo, man, he been killing Americans and shit. Nigga, you know how many niggas y'all done killed over there?
Man.
By the thousands, nigga. Like, yo, why are you so upset about that shit and just killing them niggas willingly, dog? Like, come on, man. This shit don't make no sense. I understand you niggas is patriotic and all that shit. I get that. But come on, man. Be realistic with this shit.
Yo, it's crazy how that propaganda is, like, embedded in us. Like, from when we was little doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just embedded. So anything we say, they go with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the sad part, though. You don't think that's sad? That it's most of the cats that I grew up with that went to the service don't know what they fighting for. They just got the message that I have to protect America. Like, you don't even know what you fighting for.
Yo, it gets to a point, man, that once you get over there, it ain't even about America no more. Nigga, it's about survival.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I'm just killing niggas because, nigga, this is what I'm here to do.
Yeah, well.
I seen a dude posted a, because some dude said, well, he killed American, blah, blah, blah. Some dude posted the entire history with Iran. This joint go way back. And it start from, like, the beginning. I don't know where I did with it. I had it saved. But it go from, like, we did this, then they did that, then we did this, then they did that. So it's like we started something way back.
Yeah.
On some sneak stuff. Like, why are we the only ones with bases on everybody else's land?
Yo, surrounding them niggas, dog. Surrounding the shit out them niggas. I'm like, yo, nigga, I feel a little threatened too.
Yeah.
All over some oil, gas, and I don't know, some it's ego shit. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
For real, dog. That's just crazy.
And you know that general I played when he said somebody else be raising your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I read his bio when he was, because he was in the service. Yo, this dude, like, ran up in a building of insurgents, like, killed the first three. They threw a bomb at him. He kicked that back, jumped up some stairs, blew dude's head off, kicked the door in, killed three dudes. One dude tried to stab him, hand-to-hand combat, cutting throats. Yo, this dude was a real
Yo, this nigga, yo, this nigga's Rambo.
Yeah, that's a real life Terminator, like.
Damn.
He's got AIDS.
He's got AIDS.
So y'all, are y'all ready for the Donald Trump next term? You know he's gonna get reelected.
Yeah, nigga's getting reelected. Yo, like, for real, man, wasn't it like 45 people trying to run against him, and now I don't know none of them that's doing it?
I think like half of them dropped out. I'm still going from a man, though, that's trying to give us a G a month.
Yo, Andrew Yang, man, that nigga likes to party.
Andrew Yang, man. That man putting whipped cream. What was he putting in them ladies' mouths?
Whipped cream.
Yeah.
Whipped cream in their mouths. Ah, nigga, that's that shit.
He's trying to get the universal health care thing popping. They ain't never going to get that right.
Yeah.
Hell nah.
Even though all you got to do is follow the blueprints of other people doing it. But
yeah. So, yo, all right, check it out. Australia's burning down, right?
Ooh, billion animals dead.
Yo, man. Like, yo, it's like, what, 25 million acres or some shit like that been burnt down?
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Nigga, that's a lot, right? So, Kylie Jenner donates $1 million to it.
Mm-hmm.
Media went at her head because she only donated $1 million. Like, nigga.
I mean, you know. I don't know, man.
Like, nigga.
$1 million. You're never gonna see that in your life. And I'm pretty damn sure you ain't donated shit to Australia.
Did you see gave, you can get the Rosa Acosta nudes if you donate to Australia?
Rosa Acosta. Nigga, we got them anyway.
I'm saying, but all the girls on the a lot of the girls are sending you nudes if you donate.
Look, man.
You can't be that horny.
Man, they helping the environment. Yo, this chick was showing her, she got, I think the 20 G's for Australia.
Oh, the little blonde chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that. Look, man.
You think she keeping 10?
Yeah. You got to make, hey, if y'all going to donate some money, make sure you're sending it to the right people. Because you don't want to send it to a woman who says she got 11 kids and she really don't.
Hell nah, man. And look, man, this is a life hack for y'all niggas paying for OnlyFans and shit, right?
Oh, nasty days.
Look, man. Look their name up on X videos, my nigga. Cause it's,
somebody
cause it's
did it. Yep.
You ain't gotta pay for that shit, man. Yo, shorty, Cups of Autumn is a like, yo, she's four sandwiches away from being obese, nigga. But she got a big ass.
Hey, you can't say that, fat phobia.
I got fat phobia. I'm cool with that. But nigga, she online. Playing the DJ, nigga, rubbing one out. Nigga, you can see that. You ain't got to pay for it, man. She got cucumbers and shit all in her ass, y'all. Like, you ain't got to pay for that shit, man. Yo, Amara Dime is fucking beautiful, my nigga. I done seen her naked. I ain't had to pay for that shit.
I'm on IG right there.
Yo, if they got an OnlyFans, yo, that shit is online already. You ain't got to pay for that shit.
But they want to pay for the one that's not online yet.
Nah, we don't do that around here.
What does it do for them though?
Cause they I feel like they build a connection with them because they be in the chatting with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a connection.
That's how you gotta get them.
Yo, but look, man, like, nigga, what kind of connection you want to make with a bitch that's charging you $3?
Cause man, it's the
and gonna stop talking to you once those $3 stop coming in.
Yo, I'm saying, like, yo, nigga, it's a fucking meter, dog. It's a parking meter, nigga. The $3 gone, you done.
It's the hope. That she'll notice you.
Nigga, all I want to do is see her naked. Nigga, I can do that for free. Yeah, and look, this is coming from somebody that don't mind paying for it. Like, I've paid for it a lot in my life, nigga. I don't care. But I'm not doing that OnlyFans shit when I can get it online for free.
You pay for it in Germany and the district?
Hey, man.
Yo, what is going on?
We got to put that premium. Put that premium.
Yo, what is going... Niggas is really out here paying... regular pedestrians money to see nudes?
Yeah.
Y'all never seen Chatter Bay?
No, I still ain't seen that shit.
Dog, Chatter Bay is pretty much like a video service with a chat box. And
you pay.
They do different things for tips.
Yeah. I've never been on there, but one of my network brothers said he'd been on there before. But y'all don't think that's, I'm saying, like, general, that's crazy that people's out here using their sexual talents. I'm talking about just regular pedestrians. These niggas ain't signed to no porn deals or nothing. And we paying them? That's crazy.
That's the move.
Yeah, you can do it too. That's
the move, bro.
No. I know I can do it, but y'all don't see how nuts that is? Everybody about to be horny.
Oh, man, for real. Everybody about to be paid, too.
No, what's crazy about Chatterbait, you don't need an account or nothing. You can just go there right now, and all the rooms are open. And
yeah.
You just click on a thing, and they doing enough. Like, I don't know why people be paying these tips when all you gotta do is go to the next room.
Yo, that nigga sitting in the back like a creeper, nigga. Like, that shit's funny. And then, yo, like, you going into somebody's room where another nigga's paying for that shit. Like, you in the corner just peeking out the closet and shit, jacking off, my nigga. That's just funny.
I get the free show, too. You know what I'm saying? Yo, some of them dudes be bad because bad chicks. Like, they want to do nothing. And, dude, like, man, just pop a titty out of something.
Yeah. Yo, like, nigga, do you realize porn stars have those sites?
Yep.
Now, just think about that. Porn stars. Bitch, I can go online and watch this shit for free and not have to talk to you because I really don't. I don't want to see you do nasty shit.
If you're spending $30 a month on six different women and you not meeting none of them in person... Yo, don't come around, man.
Yeah, man. Like, at least I could touch a stripper.
I ain't gonna say no names, but I know a dude. The dude who showed me Chatterbait.
Yo, shout out to Nate, man.
You know what? He's stupid. He was like, oh man, she's so beautiful. I looked at her, she was bad. He was like, yeah, he had an account and everything logged in. He was typing. But when they tip, it makes a certain sound. Like, it's like you dropping change in the bucket, like,
yeah.
Yo, this dude was tipping like crazy. Like, yo, you about to blow a check.
That nigga blew his whole budget on that shit.
Yo, come on, man. We gotta start saving niggas, man.
Yo, just a watcher, my nigga. That's crazy.
And they be like in Brazil. You know you ain't going to Brazil.
Yeah, they can't even speak English.
Nigga, yo, they got bitches like that in Follies at Atlanta, nigga, that touch your dick for $10.
Gotta touch it though. Yeah, you know, at least he's touching it.
Hey. Wait, did she say put a condom on or she touch it barehanded?
Oh, no, nigga. They grabbing that.
Oh, wow.
That means that hand got mad penises on it.
It's got apes.
He's got eight.
That means your penis got, you got like 30 penises on your penis.
Every hand you didn't touch and had a penis.
Oh, I don't touch hands. I wear gloves.
He's got AIDS.
You lying. Uh-huh. You lying. You like you raw dick bitches and handshakes, nigga.
Damn. Man, you in the establishment where multiple penises are. So you're getting that contact on, you getting that instant contact.
You getting the vagina sweat too. Oh, they touching the poles and slapping.
No, don't try to.
You try to clean it up.
You got warm. All right, she just ungrabbed a penis.
Bad,
you got warm penis hand grab on yours.
Nigga, she just ungrabbed a penis when she touched yours. Nigga, she ain't even got to be in a strip club.
No, I'm saying in addition to that, you got vagina sweat on there as well.
Yes.
She's touching a pole and she's slapping other strippers on the ass. What kind of shit?
But that's not a negative. Let's stick to the negative parts. Moving on to sports, man. We got some. Ooh, we got some good ones in sports. We got KD versus Kendrick Perkins.
Hey, the AKA K dot number two killed KD.
Hell,
he killed him.
How?
Yeah.
He said you can't even go to sleep knowing that you're not a real champ. Nothing after that.
No, because he already flamed him earlier.
Yeah, because you don't want
to change with the average position in his role on the team.
So he shouldn't be fucking talking.
Yeah.
Hey man, that's what Twitter is. Everybody. Yeah.
Just because a nigga loud don't make you right. Don't mean he won. My nigga,
he wasn't right, but he picked out a heavy hitter and went bar for bar, and he got the last word.
Yo, no, the heavy hitter just stopped talking. Guess where he just stopped talking, dog?
All right, here we go. Kendrick Perkins. KD lost in the second round without Russ when I was there. So what mean? Kevin Durant, yeah.
false.
What?
KD lost in the second round when I was there. That mean you didn't help the fucking cause, man. Shut the fuck up.
He already admitted he trashed.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trash, but. So,
KD responded, yeah. And our starting center, Kendrick Perkins, averaged a whopping 2-3 during that series. You played hard, though, champ. Kendrick Perkins, boy, stop. You want a team 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals and then go join them the following season? Heart of the champion right there, KD. Weak is starting at center, playing real minutes with no production. Should have worked on your skills as much as I did.
Yo, like for real, man. Is going to a championship team a bad thing?
That's smart.
No, like, it's actually, I mean, people, you know how them crazy ass fans are. That was his smart move. Ron made a business move. He made a move, and that's what it was. But you know, if you want to throw some testosterone in there, sports wise, yeah. I mean, when you compare him to the greats, that's the only time that it matters. But in general, no, you had to do what you had to do, because if them niggas didn't have the amount of rings that they had, they would be questioned. Their legacy would be questioned. So, and it's not like they went over there and sat behind niggas.
Like, niggas keep running that narrative that, oh, nigga, that's nigga. I went to a winning fucking team and fucking won. My nigga, like, that sounds like the right thing to fucking do. Nigga, what did Kendrick Perkins do after that? Nobody fucking knows or cares, nigga. Like, yo, what are we talking about here, man?
Yo, I got a news flash for diehard sports fans. These dudes don't really care, man. They rich. You think Baltimore really care about losing? They going to Santorini. Like,
I don't believe the real place.
I know people who've been on those plane and bus rides home. Man, he said it's back to clowning as usual. Like the only people laying in the bed at night crying is the fans.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, like come on, man, them dudes is rich. They going home to a mansion and they probably got three chicks waiting for them. They don't care.
You've been snitching all episode.
And your girl is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what they say in them interviews, they supposed to say that. You can't go on TV like, man, I'm just getting this money.
I feel bad. Hey, man, nigga, give me one of the bottles of champagne. I feel bad that we lost, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We played hard, my nigga. Like, I'm getting my dick sucked a lot tonight. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just watch after the game. Watch after the game when Baltimore lost. You see them laughing, exchanging jerseys, dapping each other up, whispering in your ear, yo, you coming through.
I get to go hold of my family, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep doing this shit.
Definitely go out to the Pro Bowl to land now, boy. He about to get it in.
Just pay attention to the players after they lose a playoff game or finals. If he ain't crying in that tunnel, he ain't care.
Yo, he don't give a fuck. And it's nigga, them checks already cash, cuz.
And what's that average? One player per?
Chris Bosh cried. He cared. You know, Kobe was nutty, so that's a whole totally different story. If a nigga don't shake, y'all gotta go straight to the locker room. It's 50-50. Yeah. He might be trying to hurry up and beat traffic, or he really can't.
Yo, the Detroit is scared, nigga. Niggas walked off the court before the game.
Yeah.
Them niggas.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was bad. They was bad.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, niggas now, hey, nigga, meet me after you get done in the locker room, nigga. We on different teams, nigga. We about to go party, nigga. Fuck all that.
Hell yeah. Like, dog, why did he... You think,
nigga, I'm gonna celebrate y'all win with y'all. Y'all beat me, nigga.
You know, LeBron and Steph, they was at Denny's together. That's crazy.
I think, yo, them niggas got some moons over Miami, nigga.
That's why, yo, and after last night, reiterated that. Like, I'm glad I'm not a sports fan like that. Like, all that fandom crap stopped when I was in high school. Like, Baltimore at home, riding high, lost what games the whole season.
Yeah.
You at home in front of all these fans that sitting in the cold that paid. They hyped. They said the taste like no other. And y'all put up 12 points.
It stunk the joint up, man.
12 points, dog? Come on, yeah, man. Through that,
when that first interception came, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap, nigga. These niggas is done.
Now you got to drive home cold, sad. You and your wife getting the arguments over a game.
I hope Lamar go get his hair done, nigga.
Yo, he need to do something.
Oh, I fucking hate that nigga's hair, man. Like, for real, yo, that nigga got the Miss Sealy hair, dude, nigga.
Damn. Yeah.
Yo, Bailey, what happened, man? Somebody did this. Explain, man.
Hey, what you call it? The Titans coach? Who is it? Mike Vrabel? Whatever his last name is?
Yeah.
He's cut off a Belichick tree. So, you know, I mean, you got to take your hat off to him, man. They prepared for him. Not even for Baltimore. They prepared for him. And it's like, I don't know how many people believe that the quarterback is, in most cases, is the head of the body. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can't just blame him, though. Like, that offense put up points against their defense. Let me play defense.
Yeah.
But they did shut him down to his standards. You know what I mean? Because he will be the MVP.
Yeah, because he did get kind of loose, man. Like, he was still running, but them passes wasn't getting where they needed to be.
Yeah. So who knows what it? I mean, who knows if it was like a mental thing or they just really outplayed him? I don't even blame him. Like, bro, that's his second playoff game in his career. He a young dude. He gonna take some bumps and he gonna trip a little bit. If he end up getting maybe two Super Bowls in his career, like, you know, Cash is going to be like, he started off slow.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not losing to nobody named Tannehill.
Tannehill is a god, though. That's the thing, though. Tannehill is a god. Yeah.
Tannehill didn't do nothing. It was Henry did the whole thing.
Okay, but it's cats like Tannehill and Fitzpatrick like them niggas is just they get loose sometimes.
Yo, sometimes that's the thing though. Sometimes, man, them niggas stink the joint up, and then that one game, them niggas give you 400, man. You know what I'm saying?
They like the ultimate backup. Like they, you don't call you Fitzmagic for no reason. Like, you know, cats like that, like, you know, they're decent quarterbacks, and if you have a good coach, a good system, and a solid defense with a good run game, bro, I mean, what else do you need?
So you calling Tannehill a decent quarterback?
He's good enough to go to the AFC Championship.
No, that was the defense of Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Tannehill had 7 completions in the entire game.
Hey, well, he handed the ball to Henry.
He did it correctly. There's not too many teams that got carried, though. I mean, you can look at that Baltimore team with Ray Lewis. You can look at that Frisco team with Cap. It's not too many teams that can do that, though. So you got to be somewhat decent.
You know what Tannehill did in the Patriots game? 8 completions and a turnover. 8.
Yo, but
I could do 8 completions. None of them was long. Dink and dunk.
Yo, Tannehill got a shine, man. He's the only white quarterback in the AFC right now.
Great white hope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he got a shine, man.
So what if he go off the next game then what?
Then he just pulled a Fitzpatrick. But other than that, if Henry ain't running, Tannehill's not winning the game for you. You hang that up.
Hey, well, watch this. Let me see where your sports history is at. When the last time a top 5 running back in the Super Bowl that was not Marshawn Lynch?
Shit, Walter Payton.
I know. I'm just saying if y'all was paying attention.
I was it Emmitt Smith?
No, you gotta reframe the question. When is the last time a defense won a Super Bowl?
I know, nigga. I asked a question.
No,
I asked a question.
You said a running back.
My point is, you saying that Derrick Henry is the reason for all their success.
And I said the defense.
But nobody was talking about nobody in the world of this year and last year with Jesus' name on it was talking about Tennessee defense, my nigga.
Yeah, but the defense is stepping up now, my nigga.
Okay.
That's your quarterback ain't winning the game is throwing 7 completions.
But he did.
And no he didn't.
The nigga did.
Derrick Henry running 66 yard scampers. And
somebody did this.
Yeah, Derrick Henry did this.
Okay, so when they scheme and stop Derrick Henry and then focus on him, now we could judge Tannehill because now it's gonna be all on him.
Yeah, there you go.
But until then, respect the God.
No, we ain't respecting Santa here.
Respect the God.
Just like Peyton's last, I don't think he won patient in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he had a back of Alamy.
He had a defense.
He had a what?
A back of Alamy.
A what?
He had a back of Alamy. Remember
he... Are you trying to say backyotomy?
No. He had a back of Alamy.
No, nigga, that is absolutely nothing.
I know, but I said it.
God,
I can't even repeat that.
That's like, back out of me.
Back out Look, of me.
Regardless, he got AIDS. Okay, so when he got to Denver, we already know he had. You know, he had this. It was a spinal. It was a spinal surgery, right? The neck surgery.
What was it called again?
The back of Alamy. Oh, yeah. And Power just showed up on my screen. Yo, keep sending that.
Oh yeah, I got.
Let's not talk about it because we don't want to get in trouble. But just you know.
Yeah, man. What? Are we an hour in?
Already.
Dang, hold up. We need to do something different for this.
Y'all want to talk about the Lakers and the Caruso show?
No, we're going to keep going, but I got to this or that to get out of here and do the rest for premium.
Okay.
Let's jump into this or that. Any of y'all got any of this or that?
Yes.
Let's get it.
All right. So, the only way you can nut...
Oh,
is by jacking off or having a vibrator in your ass.
Come on, man.
Now when you say vibrator.
Yes. The absolute whatever you're thinking, yeah, that.
So it's either the vibrator or your hand.
Yeah.
I'm taking my hand, man.
Yeah, give me the hand.
Yeah, I don't need nothing in my butt. Yes, get a hand action.
Yeah.
But what kind of vibrator are you talking though? Like the rabbit?
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Somebody did this.
Somebody did this.
Oh, man. He walked back to the table, but just in case.
What? I'm going to say no, right? But what kind are we talking about?
So, which one did you taste, though?
Oh, the hand action. Mm-hmm.
The hand vibrator. It's called the hand.
Hey, sometimes you got to double up. Ain't none of your fucking business. No.
I ain't like that one.
He said I ain't like that one.
You got what, Baylor?
Nah, I don't have one.
Dang. All right. Now, this or that. You got to hunt and kill either a werewolf or a vampire. Which one y'all going after?
The werewolf.
You say that like it was just the easy pick.
Because the vampire can fly and disappear and all type of shit. Nigga, that werewolf just gonna run.
You know how fast a werewolf run?
Not faster than some bullets.
And you know how many bullets a werewolf could take?
Not only one silver one, nigga. I seen them.
Where are you getting a silver bullet?
Nigga, I can make them at the house. Nigga, I'm the Lone Ranger.
Oh, so you know how to make bullets now.
Oh, you making bullets and stuff.
Yeah, that's what we doing. You know damn well. You don't make no damn
bullets. Yeah. Nigga, what you think I did with them rims?
Oh. I'm going after the vampire, man.
Why?
Because the vampire can't come out in the daytime, so I can relax.
Neither does a werewolf, and I could kill a werewolf in the night.
No, a werewolf can change to a human and run. You know what I'm saying? Run up on you.
Oh, you're talking about them? Them lichens and shit, not the full moon werewolves and shit.
Yeah, a full moon werewolf is a human until a full moon.
Yeah, so I can kill him with a human.
But you don't know what he look like. You just know him as a wolf.
Yo, so the hairy nigga. The hairy nigga, I'm going to shoot him.
Michael J. Fox wasn't hairy. Michael J. Fox wasn't hairy.
Hey, I'm not going to get it right every time. But I'm going to shoot the hairy nigga, son.
All right, you're going to get murdered. Hey, which one you going after?
Oh, man, I'm going to Bath and Body Works and give me a special edition of garlic lotion. Rub it on my body, and then I'm going to run outside in the daytime because they can't come out in the daytime, and I'm just going to yell, somebody did this. I'm just going to make sure I'm around light all the time and smell garlic.
But you got to go fight them, too.
Eventually.
Covered in garlic lotion.
Yep. And you know, a vampire can mesmerize you, too.
To do what?
To make you put a vibrator in your butt.
Dude, that was coming.
As soon as he said it, I was like, yo, he gonna full circle this one.
Yeah. I set myself up. I threw that off the backboard.
All right. Oh, did I already say it? Oh, yeah. I'm going after the vampire. So, all right, this or that. Come back down from 20 points in the fourth quarter to win a championship, or come back down from 10 points, but you got a badly sprained ankle. Which one are you rolling with?
Oh, the first one. Yeah, why pick the second one with an injury?
Yeah, 20 points is a lot more points to come back down from.
But you say I
did it.
No, I said this is your chance to win a championship, and these are the two scenarios.
Wait, what sport am I playing?
Basketball.
Oh, give me that 10 points. I'll hobble on that bitch.
Yeah. I thought it was something else. Yeah, give me that 10.
What a bad. Have you ever had a badly sprained ankle?
Oh yes, I have.
And I fell on
both of my ankles.
Dang, how you? That's the kind of cross I do, player.
No, and then do with dribbling. Oh, you know what? Pause. Any nigga that come to Vegas that's playing me in basketball, I'm disrespecting your whole entire life.
All right. What? When you don't score, don't be mad when you don't score.
You separate. But shout out to Paco. Half of Paco and Penrose presents. Me and Paco playing too. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna set up a whole little it's like gonna be a King of the Hill type of shit. But I'm going to dog walk Papa. I'm going. I swear to God, I'm the biggest example in the world. Paco tried to put some money on it. I said, if you put money on it, I promise you, our friendship is over. I'm elbowing the dog mess out of your face. I'm pushing you around. I'm gonna make you cry. We might even fight. Any nigga that let me sit up,
yo.
Any nigga that disrespect me by saying let's put money on it, I swear to God, we will fight afterwards. And I'm due for a fight. The past couple of months, niggas have been acting up, and I've been holding them accountable. Any nigga that approached me with a bet, and I got to take money away from my family savings account, I swear to God, I won't lose that. I swear to God. All right, let's get back to the show.
God.
I heard a Nonsense episode where he said, can Bentley play basketball? He was like, he was like
shit.
Because every time I see him, he just calls him old white man.
I'm doing it for the culture.
Yo, man, I thought this shit was going to die in 2019, right? Yo, niggas stay coming for Baylor head, dog. Like, that shit is crazy.
Watch Stone. Stone called me. Stone called me, what was that, Friday?
Yeah,
he called me, so you know.
Yo, hey, and I told you, man, I forgot about this, but Vinny Buckets.
Yeah.
Vinny Buckets is coming to
make. Vinny, let me tell you something. I expected, he put me on the up and up. He said you're supposed to send a disrespectful voicemail. I see you back there. I don't know if they deported you yet, but if you're going to send it, Vinny, didn't you have like a major surgery or something like that with that? I know you over there lifted and shit, like bars and random boots and shit like that. You come to Vegas, or you play me a basketball, I'm going to dog face your ass, okay? I'm dogging. Oh my, all right. Niggas be out here playing. With all that boxing and shit, that's all fun and games. But basketball, I'm gonna punch your face in. Watch. And I don't know who the is. I've been nice, but the other nigga throwing shots and talking about brick and shit like that. The nigga that me and Stone stole his ribs. Allegedly, you come to Vegas and you, like you said, with some boxing gloves and some basketball shorts. I think I seen a picture of you. If you light skin, oh man. All right.
I still don't like the light skin talk.
It's not like that. Stone already know where I come from. When I say light skin, I'm talking about the mental part.
What? That's even worse.
I didn't make that
mental defect, nigga. Like, yo, that's
fucked up, dude. Stone, I didn't make that no better. I didn't clean that up at all. back out of me, you know what I mean?
Somebody did it.
Yo.
Damn.
Just call me, since we got Vinny Buckets, I'ma just be Young Hezzy.
Yo, Vinny Buckets, Young Hezzy, yo, Terp the Jerk. Twat Juice G.
Vinny, like, see, Ant has been respectful, so it's just I'm a dog walk his ass too, but
we're not gonna
get physical or anything like that. He's not ready for that. But Vin and Paco, I'm gonna talk to you like you a whore.
Dang.
God damn, yo,
like a whore.
God damn,
like you a filthy whore. Like, watch.
All right, I got one rest of that, so I can stop the music. Guaranteed fit. But you gotta eat only lettuce for 3 months, or you can only take wheatgrass shots for 1 month. I don't know if y'all had a wheatgrass shot.
Yeah, so that's it. You can't drink no water or nothing.
Yeah, but you can't eat no other food. Just water and lettuce, or water and wheatgrass.
Give me that lettuce, man. God damn.
Can you season it?
Can you season lettuce?
Yeah, nah, I'm asking. Is it an option?
You trying to get fly and put ranch dressing on it? Nah.
Nah, man. I'm gonna sprinkle some Mrs. Dash on that shit or something, man. Like,
nah, man. This is guaranteed fit. Sacrifice.
For so eat like a rabbit for a month.
No, you gotta eat like.
No, you said the lettuce 3 months.
3 months.
God damn.
I'll give me them wheat shots.
Yo, them shits is disgusting. Wheatgrass is I don't know why they invented no shit like that, man. That shit is nasty.
I was about to take a wheatgrass shot until she tried to hand me the lemon.
Yeah, that nigga spicing it up and shit.
I said, wait a minute, why I need the lemon? She was like, oh, you gonna need to chase that. I said,
no, but that shit is terrible.
I said, give me my money back. You got this shot back.
Get out of my face, bitch. Yo. Oh, man. Yo, is that?
Yep.
All right, check us out, yo. I was watching Divorce Court, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, these niggas was from Florida. And it was a hot little Spanish thing with this dumb-looking dude, right? Like, he is a goofy-looking motherfucker, man. Yo, he's abusing the shit out of this bitch, right? Like, her bad, yo. She was a stripper and all that, man. So, her family gave her $3,000. He wouldn't give her $40 to get a piercing, but went and bought a $2,600 motorcycle.
Man, good play.
Yo, like, he doing up bad, right? So, his name is Mark, and Mark got rules of order for this girl. So, these are Mark's rules of order. I am the alpha male, and I will be respected as such at all times. Your money is my money. I handle all our finances. Now, Mark ain't got no job. No, you cannot open your own bank account. No, you cannot go without my go out without my permission. Do not go to sleep until I'm ready for bed. We must be on the same schedule and be equally tired. Do not purchase foods that I don't eat. Do not buy fruits and vegetables. It's a waste of money. Wash the dishes immediately after you cook before you eat. Your phone privileges will continue if you abuse your phone. Do not get guys' gun numbers at work. Nigga, she's a stripper. Do not purchase clothes without my permission. Nigga, Mark's an animal.
What the hell? That's not an alpha male, nigga. That's a nigga. That is. Yeah.
Yo, nigga, that's a motherfucking kidnapper.
That's R. Kelly.
Yo, but my thing's like, yo, why are you allowing this to happen? Yo, she was fine, son. Like, she was dope as shit. Why are you allowing this to happen?
At this point, man, I think they like it. Just like all the girls going with Future. Like, he 10 kids deep and got Lori Harvey. Like, what do you think going to happen? You're going to be beating my 11.
Yo, for real, man. Like, yo, there's nothing going to come for this except a baby.
And he ain't. Oh, man, I don't know, man. Something wrong with these people.
Yo, like, I don't get, man, like. And like, yo, the looking at this dude, the fact that he ain't got no job and don't do shit. How is this possible? Like, for real, man. Like, I understand some niggas got a good talk game, man. But what the fuck, yo?
He took 2,600 of her 3 G's.
3,000 and wouldn't give her 40 to get her like her navel pierce or some shit like that.
I wouldn't give her 40 for that either.
This nigga.
She needed a better reason. Like a naval. We got 40 on a naval.
Nigga, well, you gonna waste $2,600 on a motorcycle?
I mean, but that's that's transportation.
He ain't no job. Where the fuck he going?
He said where he gonna drop her off at the
at the strip club.
Now she said, I need 40 for a helmet. So when we ride on the bike.
Hell no.
Alright, I got the Ed Delarie poetry quarter of this song. So we gonna wrap it up on this poetry. Poem, sorry.
It's a poem. Somebody did this.
Man, you all in the poetries. Alright. Ed Delarie, the poetry corner in this song. This poem is entitled 2020. It's 2020. And the visions of all should be clear. Like Craig Mack, but I'm seeing clear vision in your ear. You got cataracts, so what? It never stopped you from doing a butt.
Usta, I cry, cry. It didn't stop Fetty Wap from lust with concubines. So step up with no fear. The time is here. Get up and get moving. Let's get it this year. Thank you.
Strong J.
All right, man.
My snaps ain't working today.
Appreciate y'all for coming out. Appreciate Baylor for coming out. Appreciate Stone for coming out. It's 2020. We out of here.
Peace.
Wait a minute. Oh, Baylor, did you want to, like, give, you know what I'm saying, a dissertation?
A tutorial?
Oh, yeah, man. Look, add Baylor Gray on all social media platforms. BTG for president. Open run with BTG. Smoke-free weekend in Vegas, 16th through the 20th in April. You come and bring your basketball shorts and your boxing gloves if you want to. I'm going to slap the dog shit out of you.
God damn.
And there you have it.
Yo, that nigga had to go to Paco like that, man.
Put it on platform. That track back on a platform.
Chris Cross
on that platform. Man, I was running with this. Chris Cross on that platform. Stone Bank on that platform. Be all right on now. YouTube. Get y'all merch. Yes, sir. Check it. D-E-E-L-O is what they call me. And I spent about 50 on my pinky, so retarded.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Forget that, yo, premium. You know why you here. So we gonna get right into it. You know, already know it. It's the Creative Bully, aka Black David Hasselhoff. We got Stone. We got BTG with us, and we just gonna jump right into some topics we got. Did you want to get in? What's the name of that group?
I think they call it like Fresh and Reckless or something like that.
Yeah, Fresh and Reckless.
What?
You never seen the Fresh and Reckless kids?
No.
You gotta watch that Power Rangers. That shit is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, look, I'm not saying that. This shit is just entertaining.